WTNT 35 KNHC 190,233. Fat 5. Bulletin. Hurricane Echo Beto Advisory Number 30. National Weather Service, National Hurricane Center Miami, Florida AL052024. 11 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time Sunday, August 18, 2024. Echo Beto strengthens a little. Dangerous beach conditions occurring along the U.S. East Coast and Atlantic Canada through early this week. Summary of 11 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time 3 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time Information. Location 38.5 North 61.4 West. About 435 miles, 700 kilometers south-southeast, of Halifax, Nova Scotia. About 705 miles, 1,135 kilometers southwest, of Cape Race, Newfoundland. Maximum sustained winds 80 miles per hour, 130 kilometers per hour. Present movement north-northeast, or 30 degrees at 20 miles per hour, 31 kilometers per hour. Minimum central pressure 975 millibar, 28.80 inches. Watches and warnings. Changes with this advisory, none. Summary of watches and warnings in effect, there are no coastal watches or warnings in effect. Interests in southeastern Newfoundland should monitor the progress of Echo Beto. Discussion and outlook. At 11 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, 3 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time, the center of Hurricane Echo Beto was located near latitude 38.5 north, longitude 61.4 west. Echo Beto is moving toward the north-northeast near 20 miles per hour, 31 kilometers per hour, and this motion with some increase in forward speed is expected tonight. A turn toward the northeast and east-northeast and an additional increase in forward speed are expected on Monday and Tuesday. On the forecast track, the center of Echo Beto will pass near southeastern Newfoundland late Monday into Tuesday morning. Maximum sustained winds are near 80 miles per hour, 130 kilometers per hour, with higher gusts. Some additional strengthening is possible tonight. After that, Echo Beto should weaken, and the cyclone is forecast to become post-tropical on Tuesday. Hurricane force winds extend outward up to 35 miles, 55 kilometers, from the center and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 220 miles, 350 kilometers. The estimated minimum central pressure is 975 millibar, 28.80 inches. Hazards affecting land. Key messages for Echo Beto can be found in the Tropical Cyclone discussion under AWPS header MIACDAT 5 and WMO header WTNT 45 KNHC and on the web at hurricanes.gov/text/miaticdat5.shtml. Surf. Swells generated by Echo Beto are affecting portions of the Bahamas, Bermuda, the east coast of the United States, and Atlantic Canada. Life-threatening surf and rip current conditions are likely to continue in these areas during the next couple of days. In southeastern Newfoundland, large breaking waves could bring the possibility of coastal flooding, particularly along southwest-facing shorelines from Buran East to Avalon regions. Please consult products from your local weather office, and stay out of the water if advised by lifeguards. Next advisory. Next complete advisory at 5 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Dollar Dollar. Forecaster Bevan.